This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's Mental Wealth with Dr. TK Harris. Mental wealth is many, many things. It's mental well-being. It's something you can have even if you're not mentally well. It's knowledge about deen. It's knowing how to live with stress or mental difficulty as best you can. It's about being a survivor, and it's about being someone who thrives. It's about hanging on when times are tough, and it's about flying high and remembering God when times are good. It's about being a source of help for others, and about being dignified in seeking help from others. It's about trying to live life in a decent Islamic way. It's about pride in being a creature of God, and about giving yourself to the community with skills that you learn. It's about being connected to the people around you. It's being able to love and give of yourself. It's living and coping with difficulty well and appreciating things around you every day. Being reflective, approachable, being an ambassador for your religion and your community. It's representing yourself and your people well. It's seeing the higher purposes and meanings to things beyond the everyday, keeping your eye on the meanings to life that God has decided for you and that you see for yourself. It's dealing with your faults and failures and accepting them. It's about behaving well when other people aren't. It's about being wise enough to act in the right way. It's accepting the limitations of life and knowing what counts and being content with what God gives you. I mention this now because so much of your mental wealth comes from learning how to be your true, genuine self. And that, brothers and sisters, comes from having a strong heart. The heart is what we use as a symbol for the most precious part of the mind, your own consciousness, the part that God judges you on. It's potentially the most powerful part, and it's strangely the part that most people neglect. So many people seem good at doing the nitty-gritty things, at knowing the technicalities, but they don't seem to see above and beyond to the real meaning of life, to the insights that God is trying to make you see. They're the kind that would be coming out of the masjid, having performed salah, and be mindlessly talking badly about their neighbors, because they seem to gain power by criticizing others. God has told us clearly, most blessed are those who reflect. How many months and years did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spend in the cave, reflecting on life, meditating on life? How many of his hadith are focused on kindness, good character, and managing life outside the basics? This is where mental wealth lies, and we will cover every single part of it. They say that everyone is a fool for a few minutes every day, and that wise people just know how to stay within that limit. Perhaps that gives us a clue as to what the heart is there for. If your heart is not strong enough, then most likely your nafs takes over and you become a mindless, impulsive and rash character. Or your intellect takes over and you become cold and detached and unable to see the wood for the trees. The heart is perhaps the greatest gift in the mind. It's where we find five main things. Self-awareness, knowing who you are, how you are, and knowing your strengths and weaknesses, and always working on your knowledge of yourself. It's about awareness of God and deen. Above and beyond your duties, the true sense of feeling genuinely connected to Allah, as closely as He is indeed connected to you and I right now. It's about judgment. It's about having a system of making good decisions, bearing in mind the contributions and character of the nafs and the intellect, each bringing their own strengths to the table. It's about conduct, your beliefs and character that form your personality and inform your decisions about how you are in the world, no matter what your goals, no matter what stage of life you're at. In our mental wealth journey, we will talk about how to understand and work on each of these areas. In Arabic, the word for heart, when it comes to knowing your purpose and character, is qalb. The heart we're talking about is, of course, not the physical one, but the heart of your mind, your highest level of consciousness. Your true self is so connected to your nafs that your very heartbeat goes up. So people often attribute emotional aspects and spiritual enlightenment to the heartbeat. You, acting through your heart, are the final judge and examiner of your thoughts, your feelings, your actions and perceptions. Life shrinks or expands according to the size of your heart. Please remember to like and subscribe. Our aim is that nobody gets left behind. Our aim is to be accessible. There is a GoFundMe campaign in the links below too. So like and subscribe and tell everyone on your WhatsApp contact list or in your phone list. It'll cost you nothing and it will mean that you'll get the blessing if somebody else gets even a small amount of benefit from having learned about Islam. In the next video, we'll look at the duties and functions of a strong heart. Thank you so much for watching and I look forward to seeing you in part 2. Wassalam.